I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. You can prove just about anything you want with statistics if you present them correctly. My favorite example of misleading stats is the old story about a race between two horses, an American horse and a Russian horse. The American horse won handily. But the Russian newspaper reported, truthfully enough, quote, "The mighty Russian horse finished second, and the American horse came in a dismal next to last." With that in mind, let's start with some encouraging statistics about softball. Fact number one, softball is the most popular participant sport in the United States. Fact number two, 40 million Americans play softball. Fact number three, softball is played in over 100 countries. So, we're in pretty good shape, right? Well, no. Here's the discouraging side, fact number one. Since the year 2000, slow-pitch softball has lost more than a third of its players. Fact number two, slow-pitch softball has lost nearly 500,000 players in the last 3 years. Fact number three, Pittsburgh, Kansas, not Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, Kansas is the home of the annual Jock Nitch Softball Classic Tournament. In the mid-1990s, it drew 140 teams from around the country. Last year, 70 teams showed up. And this year, with only 20 teams registering, the tournament was canceled. And the local situation in Pittsburgh is just as bad. 12 years ago, there were 120 slow-pitch softball teams in town. This year, there are 30. And next year, the Pittsburgh-Kansas Park District may drop slow-pitch softball altogether. So, where have all our players gone? There's no simple answer. Several factors have contributed to the exodus from slow-pitch softball. First, the high cost of playing. Before the bats became sophisticated, you could buy a new wooden bat for around $10. Now good bats cost 20 or 30 times that. And league fees have skyrocketed. Back in the 1970s, you could get your team in a park district league for the entire season for about $30. Now in many places, it costs more than that per game. A team shirt costs 15 or 20 bucks and a full uniform substantially more. Add in the price of shoes and a good glove and you're talking serious money. And add the fact that jobs are scarce and salaries are down and it just gets worse and worse. Another reason our numbers are dropping is the competition. Other sports are stealing our players. The number of people playing fast-pitch softball is up almost 14% this year. Ice hockey, rugby, volleyball, lacrosse, and soccer are also up. Young kids who used to play Little League Baseball and then moved to softball after high school are now starting with soccer and staying with soccer as they get older. And fast-pitch softball has taken a lot of our players, especially the girls. Not only is fast-pitch ball taking our players, it's also taking our ballparks. Girls' fast-pitch now starts at 8 years old, and our fences are way too deep for them. So fences get moved in for junior fast-pitch, and the parks can no longer be used for adult slow-pitch. Base paths are shorter too, but at least it's easier to change the distance between bases than the distance from home plate to the outfield fence. Another reason we're losing players is that more and more parents are giving their kids quality time. The kids are playing sports and the parents are going to see their kids play rather than playing themselves. How many of your teammates miss games because they have to go to their kids' games? Another reason, cable and satellite television. Yes, there are people who would rather watch sports than play sports. And when we had just 4 TV channels, sports were pretty much limited to weekends and Monday night football. Now we've got hundreds of channels and TVs that give us really big, really pretty pictures, and we can watch sports 24/7. Why go out and play ourselves when all those highly paid professionals are putting on those great shows just for us? You paid big bucks for that NFL package. You have to watch all those games to get your money's worth, right? Changes in the game have also cost us players, and we're really in a no-win situation here. New technology gave us better bats, but they got too good, and people were getting hurt. Pitchers and third basemen were dropping like flies. You've all seen the photos of massive bruises and shins that don't heal for a year. Some people simply quit playing because of the danger. So for safety, bat limitations were adopted by some associations. But hitters called that wimpy and complained they couldn't hit homers anymore. So the pitching height limit was lowered from 12 feet to 10 feet, making it easier to connect solidly. Again, people were getting hurt, and senior ball raised the limit back to 12 feet. So the bottom line is you lose players when the bat is dead because some players want the excitement of the long ball, and you lose players when the bat is lively because some players are afraid of injuries. So there you have it. We're losing our players because of high prices and low wages, because of stiffer competition from other sports, because of parents spending more time with their kids, because of more sports on TV, and because technology has given us problems we never had before. Solutions? You tell me. Go back to the blog page and click the comment button to leave your thoughts on the situation. At least I can say this, I'll retire from sports before I buy a soccer uniform. Thanks for listening. For more articles about playing and coaching slow pitch softball, visit my website, slowpitchbook.com. In the softball corner, I'm Dan Hughes.